And so now, obviously, it's been made into a film, and it's been, you know, the critics have really acclaimed the film. So how do you feel about the fact that it's been made into a feature film?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, what fiction writer doesn't think it's great? It's still interesting and exciting, even if the film is rubbish. And in this case, I think the film is terrific. So I consider myself doubly lucky. I'm lucky that the film actually came to fruition, which is a miracle. And then on top of it, I'm lucky because most adaptations of novels are disappointing. And if they're good books, then usually the film doesn't live up to the book. And in this case, I really think that the filmmaker has done the book justice.
And finally, just to bring the conversation around to the Cornwall Film Festival, you were obviously approached to have your film featured here. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, and what do you think about the Cornwall Film Festival?
So far, I mean, I have only been here 24 hours, but it seems well organized and has a nice community-based feel to it. It's very intimate. It's a lovely theater. It seems to draw some decent-sized audiences. And I saw a great film last night called The Separation. And I don't think I would have run across that film otherwise. So for that alone, it was, as well as a great walk along the coast, it was worth coming for me.